blue dot.
Yes. Yes, it's all happening here. It doesn't make a lot of sense when you take a universal perspective. Just as if you take an individual perspective, it makes no sense at all, because war is death for the individual, if you're lucky. You could survive and be horribly injured, and that might be worse.
The futility of it all.
That's right. And one historian I know of says that's the poet's view. Well, I say the poets are right from the independent point of view. If you get a situation like we had in 1939, I can justify war, but only as extreme social service. It makes no sense otherwise. And if most warfare in human history could be assessed as unnecessary. Might have seemed necessary to someone at the time, but that's another story.
How do you define a necessary war?
Well, I would say, for example, I would give an example. From the military's point of view, us making war on China for regime change or for any other reason is totally irrational, because they would wipe the floor with us. The Americans have war gamed this prospect several times in the Straits of Taiwan, being the scenario, and they've lost every time. Our little navy would last day two of the struggle and would then go to the bottom of the ocean if it lasted that long. There's absolutely no military argument of any lucidity. Mind you, many sections of the military and the political caste may be gaslit by their own reactionary culture to the point where they think it's good and they think it's feasible and they think it's necessary. They would. That's the problem. So the way to deal with that is to get about now promulgating the arguments against mad war. And this is an issue in the Middle East that's been neglected in effective terms all my lifetime. And I have long thought of it as a powder keg that might just go up and trigger things that are even worse. I don't think there's any need, there's any call for complacency on that issue either, just as there isn't on the particular issue that we're so affected and need to discuss today.
This is all very sobering.
It is sobering, but insofar as you're realists, I heard a reiteration of this the other day from some pacifists, but the argument is realism is its own reward, in effect. Pessimism of the intellect, optimism of the will. Get up in the morning appreciating things as they really are, but do something about them. Worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to go down with all flags flying, and that's the only way to go.
Seems like a good place to end.
Okay.